Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it! It's time for episode 588 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you've reached checkpoint Fool's Day. On the road to summer 2022, I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, Howard Kramer. What's up, stars?
How's it going, man? Happy April Fool's.
Thank you so much.
It snuck up on me.
I guess it's coming this week. It's still ahead of us, but we'll get there soon. There's no fooling about what's going on. What people want to talk about, it's that Oscar slap.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did you see anything interesting on TV this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Still trying to wrap my mind around it.
Still processing. Just went through another podcast where that was the whole topic.
It's
just,
oh, really?
I mean, of course, everyone's talking about it. I got to say, though, online, holy shit, it went from like 1 hour of pure adrenaline and fun to the most sprawling, exhausting conversation ever.
Oh, my God. Star's got Oscar slap fatigue.
I mean, we got to talk about it still.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, let's bring in our guest and then we'll see what happens here.
Please, I'm raring to talk about
it. Oh, yeah.
All right, here he comes now. Up on the stage, here he is. You know him from being on this show and from so many of his other funny productions. And he'll be doing goth jokes 4/15, April 15th at the Yard Theater. Please welcome back Brody Reed.
What's up, guys? Hey, what's up, charters, chart heads? It's the slap really is the most interesting thing that's going on this week. Thank gosh.
It sure is.
We needed some fun memes on Twitter.
Has anyone given props to Chris Rock for calling out how big a moment it was in the moment? I mean, before the sting of the slap wears off, he's already like giving it historical context.
A lot of people have
that was
given
awesome.
Him props for taking the hit so hard or good. Uh-huh. You know, he realized that he was in front of literally the entire world.
Right.
Whereas Will Smith was just like, I'm going to go crazy because I love attention. He's trying to get attention every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And there was even, on Will Smith's TikTok earlier that day, he was like, I woke up today and I'm going to make it a problem for everybody. And then it's him and really? Jada making like tiger faces and stuff. Think he was ready for something.
Yeah. Well, did you see the celebration afterwards where he's dancing, get jiggy with it, with the whole after party? Like,
yeah, wow.
It was really
that's like someone when politicians tweeted, lose
the whole thing blows my mind.
Someone tweeted was like, that's what your dad looks like right after he like abused your mom and he's trying to pretend everything is like cool.
Family's fine.
Yeah.
Still going on vacation. Even
just
though
like
you know
wildly
about
happy.
Manically, weirdly happy.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It would have been so funny if people got pictures of him just like sitting in a corner solemnly, like thinking about his actions.
Yeah. That would have been funny. Where's this going? Well, yeah, props to Chris for the restraint. I mean, if he just got verbal diarrhea in that moment, he probably could have blabbed a bunch of damaging
secrets. I can't even imagine.
They both definitely were in the wrong, but like, I don't want to normalize attacking comedians on stage, because that's like attacking someone at their job.
You'll be at the Yard Theater.
Yeah, exactly. A very rough neighborhood around there.
And you're doing it on tax day, too. I mean, people are going to be angry.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about
that. How much they owe. Yeah, you're right, though. Let's not normalize taking a swing at someone, especially for a kind of tepid one-liner.
Yeah, not for a bad joke. If it were like a good joke, I get it.
Yeah.
But I mean, what happened to just talking about...
That joke is so good, I can't take it. I gotta smack you. Yeah. Like, it sucks that you're so good at jokes. Fuck
yeah, he should have just roasted him back, I think. That's the appropriate thing.
Right.
There's a lot of material you could say about Chris Rock at the moment. He's broke because of his divorce. That's a soft spot.
Right. Yeah. Go after him on that.
Yeah. I'm kind of amazed. Like, it's seemingly a lot of people's, I don't know, like, lack of imagination for the things like he could have done to get back at him, like, with even more effectiveness.
He should have gotten back into his King Richard costume and just started firing tennis balls at him, just serving shots at him.
Yeah. If he just pointed to Serena in the audience and she was ready, loaded with a couple.
Yeah.
Just, I hope Jada's okay.
I didn't realize that.
I hope she
this is what I've heard.
Uh-huh.
That Jada and Chris Rock used to date. Have you heard this? Like, there's history.
Back in the Set It Off, like, in the 90s? Like, when did that
happen? Yeah, I think maybe, like, early 90s.
Was this before or after Tupac?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I can't imagine her going from Tupac to Chris Rock.
To Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Tupac to probably the other way around. But she went to high school with Tupac, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's a high school sweetheart, too, on top of it.
But
she might still be dating Chris Rock now. She still dates, so who knows?
Yeah, exactly. But I would not, in terms of the combustibility of Will Smith in that moment,
right.
I can also, he's that tense. Adds a whole other layer if, like, you know that Chris Rock and Jada had this history, and then, like, I don't know.
It's funny because he started laughing, and then he was just like, I got to overcorrect for this, or I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Did she shoot him a glare or something? Like, get over there, take care of business.
Maybe, but my friend, I was talking to my little creative team, and they're both black women, and one of them was just like, "Yeah, Jada was into it. I know Jada, and she was into that.
Wow, she wanted that to happen.
Absolutely.
She liked that display."
Well, yeah, I don't think Will Smith would have done that if Jada wasn't way into that idea.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Like, he knows her more than anyone.
Lori Kilmartin made the good point, though, that if that happened at a comedy club, he would at least not have been able to sit and watch the rest of the show.
Right,
Been kicked out.
Yeah, that's
they would have dropped a check on him. Let's go.
I know some people argue about, like, getting cops involved. Like, I would never think of that.
Ridiculous.
Like, who said that? But that's insane. But just
also,
like,
can I say, like, if it's a comedy club, if your wife is bald, don't sit up front. Like, something might happen.
That's the other thing. They were in the king's seats. Like, they were in the the front
oh, really?
Like Jack Nicholson seat.
Oh, I was wondering how he got to the stage so fast.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that's the winner's seat.
If
right?
you're coming in there with her, you got 10th row is the closest you should sit.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just seen too many shows. Comics get up there. There's a low moment, and then they're looking for something to say.
Totally.
I mean, if that's the precedent, then Ricky Gervais should have been beaten to death at the Golden Globes.
Right.
Really. That would have been cool.
Mussolini style, like, toured around the audience so they could all get a piece.
Ellen DeGeneres swings a bat at him, you know?
Right.
I mean, this may set a precedent now for, that type of a...
We're in a whole new world, it feels like.
Whole
new
world.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't have any. I'm not an insult comic, so maybe I can thrive in this new world. So.
Oh, right. I think, you could still reshuffle. You'll get something.
Yeah.
Well, right on. All right. Let's do the music chart.
Yes.
And see what's going on in the world of music. This is the history of music right here. I'm gonna wrap it. Tunes. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs. Tunes. Hey, by the way, NFT LA is going on right now. It's the biggest gathering of NFTs on the West Coast.
What's it, like six people? Where?
It's downtown at the convention center.
If you had to guess which gathering would have someone get slapped, you know, the Oscars or NFT LA,
right,
you never have believed that a couple days ago.
It's so funny to see, like, if you pay attention to that kind of stuff and you see, like, even just, like, the Google searches, like, NFTs, the popularity of them has gone down so starkly in the last, like, couple months.
Yeah, there was a bubble, for sure.
Yeah, definitely a bubble. That must be fun. Let's go. Let's go after this.
Right.
Let's go down.
All the people, like, shocked that the Bored Apes have, like, lost their favor among people.
Well, I got,
like,
bad news for you, both of you guys, because... Bored Apes are opening a pop-up burger stand down in Long Beach Saturday.
Finally.
And, see, there is value.
A guy bought one of those Bored Apes, and he branded it immediately into a burger restaurant.
Incredible.
I'm going.
We'll be there.
Does the ape have, like, a chef's cap or something?
I don't know. It's probably just the ape, and he's just on the soda cup.
Yeah, I'd like the non-fungible burger, please. Yeah. And the Beeple fries. Thank you.
All right.
Right on.
We got the top trending on YouTube in music.
Okay, sweet. Today.
All right. So this is like a live up-to-the-minute chart. Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Lil Durk with Computer Murderers.
Smart. Yeah. Touch a trend, be wildin' with it. Check on your mans, I heard he got hit in his head. But he almost died, so I can say his name because he ain't dead. How you let a nigga vouch for you who just got out the fence? Sneaking pigs back Von Moore like Lil Bro won't come out and spin. He ain't heard a flash, so he don't count. I still give him 10. I got hoes, I call my sisters, fucking ask them hoes dead.
I mean, this is how Will Smith feels now. He feels like drill rap guy. How does he, can you guys fill me in on this part of the story? Why did Will Smith go on that? It's like a film thing where it's just him and Jada talking about their relationship on camera. Why did that happen?
That's the one where she talked about her infidelities and everything.
Yeah, with the August.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's crying the whole time.
That just seems like, that seems even more far-fetched than the slap. Why would
so every member of the Smith family has a PR team, and I legitimately think they try to be the main character of the internet once a month.
I see.
Because Will Smith started his Oscar campaign sort of like, do you remember, like, this was maybe 2 months ago when he said that when he was filming Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he was having so much sex that he would throw up every time he came?
Really?
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
No. I mean, God, well, this has got 3 shows in one right now.
Yeah, seriously.
Why would that ever make you, because you have no...
I don't know. No one asked him to share that. No one asked him to do any
of
that.
Get Mythbusters on that one. Yeah. I mean, is that possible that you'd run out of stuff to shoot so then your body would just make you puke? Like, something's got to come out of there?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I saw like a sea lion do that one time. I never known a human did that.
Were you helping him out on the beach?
Yeah. You'll get there, buddy. Come on.
So you're saying that they try to produce a really big story every so often just so that they're still a focus?
I think so. And then they bring it to the red table.
I do think like it's funny with the whole wider discourse, like the idea that like anybody could possibly relate to them. Like I feel like Will Smith is on that level of fame now where again, like where he was even sitting in the Oscars and the Scientology and their lifestyle and everything were like, he's on that Tom Cruise level.
Yeah.
He's on that Tom Cruise level where like
the
in his mentality, he's invincible to even think about.
I think so too. I think he really can do whatever he wants. If he ran for president, I think he could win. For sure.
Yeah. Right on. He's Hancock in his mind. Right. He's Slapcock.
who was saying that? Who rapped that song, by the way? Who was it?
Oh, that Lil Durk.
Lil Durk.
Oh, Lil Durk. Is that a Lil Durk? Is that a is that a black guy or white guy? Sounds like he's a black guy, right?
He's a black
guy. He is. Yeah. He's okay. Chicago.
I just got to check every time there's like a little sound.
Right
little
on.
Beep, little Bo Beep, you know?
Little Bo Beep. Or even what's Jack, you know, Alabama Jack.
Yeah. Cactus Jack? Yeah, yeah.
Cactus Jack.
That song was like, honestly, the prototypical rap song. It's like the perfect mix of everything you need because it's got the sub bass. It's got mm-hmm. the...
Yeah.
Repeating creepy kind of
creepy line. Yeah.
Kind of piano part. It's got he's got his friend going in the background. That's right, always fun.
Yeah.
It's got everything.
It's got it all. Some of these guys try to go minimalist. Throw it all in there.
Right. All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Soy Larae and Nicki Minaj with Blick Black. Blick Blick. Sorry.
Click, click. Yeah, pop up on the up. Watch it. Blick, blick. Yeah, want a bad bitch like me, keep on wishing, baby. Bust it open, first you got to kiss it, baby. Yeah, want another nigga, I go fishing, baby. Yeah, I never let
that's
these
Jada line right there. Baby. They are so relevant now. I'm just thinking of that. Like,
yeah.
Jada into this tune? She's talking about going fishing for other dudes. Do you think that August guy's got backlash coming? What's going to happen to him?
I think he's dead already, probably. He's probably been assassinated.
Kind of posthumous album coming out.
Yeah.
Was he famous, like, already at that point? Or because I had never
I don't think
like
so.
A Ray J where he had to bang somebody to get kind of famous?
Maybe. I never heard of him.
Yeah, I haven't heard of him.
I know
either.
He made a rap song called Entanglements after the news came out.
Oh, right. Because she called it an entanglement.
An entanglement. Yeah.
Right.
When I got to that part of the video, I saw it on TikTok because I'd never watched it before. As soon as she said entanglements, like I reflexively just turned the phone off. Like,
I like hurt your feelings. Further.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why is he sitting there doing this? It's like he's. It's just weird to put yourself in a position of a reality show contestant, you know, like in that confessional situation.
Yeah.
I mean, fame is like one of those things where, I mean, we're used to famous people like the Smiths who have been famous forever, but a lot of people just get attention for like truly like a couple days and then they have to spend the rest of their life in the shadow of that couple days. Mm-hmm. So I get why he made the song, I guess. It seems
it
seems terrible, honestly.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But Nicki Minaj, she tweeted, she was all on, seemed like she was on Will Smith's side saying,
of course,
jokes and stuff hurt and all that. I guess she's been made fun of at those shows too.
It's almost like no one has ever heard an insult joke before.
Yeah, seriously.
You know,
play them some Rickles. I mean, gosh.
It's like I agree that it definitely is offensive, but let's not act like we've already known what the rules are for like alopecia jokes before.
Right.
Like,
exactly. Yeah. Where's that boundary?
We've all laughed at a Stevie Wonder joke. We can't pretend like we're these, you know, stalwart people.
Shit happens up there.
That's the new world angle that I'm seeing where it's like, oh, we've established.
I'm fine with it, but like, let's not do it overnight.
Right. Let's ease into this.
Let's give everyone like a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Be Alive. Oh, wow. Hmm. This could not be more relevant. This is original song from the motion picture King Richard.
Hell yeah.
Feel so good
Beyonce.
To be alive.
Oh, of course.
Got all my family by my side. Couldn't wipe this black off if I tried. Wow. That's why I lift my head with pride.
gives me the vibe of a guy who's forcing his daughters to play tennis every day. Seems so loving. Tell these people where we are.
Yay.
That's cool. Did this win any awards, this song?
I don't know. I mean, Grammys haven't happened yet, have they?
I just mean like Oscar, Oscar Grammys, whatever they give out over there.
This was the actual Oscar Awards performance, which I didn't actually see. So that's
really?
Interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, like I didn't see any of it really until like this happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, it's on. You got to watch that.
I did like King Richard. Did you guys see it?
No.
I didn't see it, no.
It made me cry. I'm from Inglewood, which is right next to Compton. So it was very relatable for me.
Right on.
By SoFi Stadium?
Yeah. I used to live right next to there. I used to live...
Oh, really?
Literally in between SoFi and the Great Western Forum, like the next
Wait,
block.
Wait, isn't that just like a like parking area now? Like if I think about what's right between those two.
Not in between, but like right to the side.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Adjacent. Yeah. Parking lot adjacent.
Did you ever offer like your driveway as parking?
Yes, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I always thought concerts I was almost like slightly envious of that whenever I've seen people do that.
You're
like,
I used to walk through our driveway until where the SoFi is to go to GameStop and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, go to Jamba Juice.
Fuck on. Well, so then how as a resident of the area, do you feel that the glory that is tainted because of the slap? Turning it all back to the slap.
No, because so Inglewood literally has the motto "Up to no good." Inglewood, up to no good.
Yeah.
So we're all about it.
Right on. All right, cool. So it's good. The repercussions haven't hit everybody. I'm glad.
Yeah. No, it's such an interesting thing to see everyone's like takes on it, like the extremes on both ends. Because as someone who just casually will watch like fight videos and stuff.
Yeah.
like it's not that slapping someone isn't, you know,
even in
like shocking
videos,
my senses. It's that it's at the Oscars in front of everyone is Will Smith and Chris Rock, you know?
Yeah.
And so little build up. They didn't like get in each other's face for a while.
And then it's like he was training for Muhammad Ali 2 or something.
Yeah.
And the zero fallout. And then when it's just amazing. It's just
he knew when he walked up to that stage, he would face no consequences. And he was absolutely right.
It's crazy. Like he didn't wait around to see if Chris was going to fight back. He just smacked him and turned back to his seat.
Right.
Well, we all knew Chris wasn't going to fight back, to be honest.
Yeah. You know, true. But I mean, most comics are like detached in that moment. Like,
no.
He's more of a thinker. You know,
if he had
mean?
Done that to Dave Chappelle, well, first of all, he wouldn't have because he's got big old muscles. But
yeah, at this point.
Yeah,
that would have been a full fight.
If he did it to Joe Rogan, he would have got one of those sidekicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have taken it to the octagon, the red octagon.
Ground and pound.
It did feel a little like, you know, if you were under, like in Star Wars universe or something, and like the Emperor has just, like, you know, like this big, taking this big action, and then everyone has to suddenly process that they're in this new, new world order. Like, it's like I just hit someone, and you watch as I walk, and I get this award, and I get a standing ovation, and
you
just
know
have
the worst,
to live there.
The worst part of it really wasn't even the slap, it was the yelling afterwards. Because if it was just the slap, Chris Rock could have played it off. He could have done like a 5 minutes on it, like right after, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Just like what interpreting it.
Yeah. He could have saved like the energy and the mood, but the yelling after, I think, kind of was too unchill.
I'm with you. Yeah. It's like if the slap didn't work, then don't start yelling.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Summer Walker, SZA, and Cardi B with No Love.
All these songs are relevant.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's like a Cardi B ballad.
Wow.
Sounds like a good summer song.
It does, yeah. Mm-hmm. Slow jams, got Summer Walker in it.
Yeah.
Maybe this is slap summer, like it's hot slap summer.
yeah, might as well be.
Might as well be. I mean, that's just that's crazy. And it also, RIP Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters.
Absolutely.
The waves of news just coming fast and furious.
Yeah. Great guy. Great drummer.
Totally shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talented guy.
Also,
they
got
a movie coming out.
Oh, yeah. The Foo Fighters movie.
Oh, no. The horror movie. The horror movie. Yeah.
Yeah. It's strange how those kind of deaths always seem to come at a time when they have like releases, like fresh releases.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just strange. It's pure coincidence, but it's strange.
Yeah, it's not worth the problem.
But he's one of those guys who I always thought, God, he seems so youthful, you know? Like, as he was aging, just being like, God, he still seems so young and looks young and like moving around young. So it's just extra, extra shocking because of that.
Yeah, at 50. 50's too young. Yeah.
Yeah, that's young. I didn't know he was Alanis Morissette's drummer. That's how he started in Abyss.
Oh, I remember noticing him in that first You Oughta Know video. Just like, who's that blonde guy drumming, like going nuts back there? Like he just somehow had a presence even in that video.
Right on.
He was in line for Paul McCartney right behind me like a year or two ago.
Whoa.
And it was like everyone's kind of like, whoa, you know, it's Taylor Hawkins. And then just being like surprised that he was just standing in line like the rest of us.
Right. Was anyone like, whoa, that's Brad from Man Man?
Yeah, right there.
No, the funniest part of it was there was, you know, it's a line for Paul McCartney. So it was just like all normies kind of and like boomers and whatever.
Foo Fighter fans.
Yeah. But then there was one guy, you'll like this, Brody, because he was full goth. Like,
hell yeah.
Full, but he was like maybe 50 years old, but like full goth regalia. Like,
I love that.
Head to toe, some makeup, and it was a hot, hot like summer day too in LA. And then the funniest thing, because then Taylor Hawkins enters and everyone was already kind of like noticing this goth guy, but you know, not doing anything, obviously. But Taylor walked right up to him and goes, hey man, I think you're at the wrong show. Or he said something like, I think you got the wrong show, but he delivered
Cures
it.
Down the street.
He delivered it so funny that everybody like was already thinking something about the goth guy.
Did the goth recognize him?
Yeah. I think so. He laughed, you know, as much as like a goth guy could laugh, you know.
Maybe he's just super into Helter Skelter. He's just hoping he plays Helter Skelter.
Yeah. That's my only Taylor Hawkins story, but he seemed like a cool, good guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Soy El Único with Yaritza.
Ooh.
Holy shit, I played these guys.
Yeah.
Wow. This is number one on YouTube?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's cool. They're from Texas.
Cool voice.
Oh, she's saying Will Smith, you know, he had a right to get pent up, but maybe he just crossed the line, went a little too far. Crazy.
This is cool.
Maybe she'll get slapped at the Latin Grammys. We'll see if the trend continues. But there you go. That's the chart.
Yeah.
And we'll see if there's more slap talk as we come back for the movie chart. My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Brody Reed, and Star. And this is the movie chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Movies. Wow. What a slap. That beat slaps. How about that?
Yes, it does.
Hey, you know, these movies that were going on, I haven't seen any of them, I don't think. Maybe one. You know, What's Up Next with the Asteroid? What was it called? Don't Look Up.
Don't Look Up. What's Up Next?
But they got involved with this CODA thing. Did any of you see that, the sign language movie?
No, CODA? I didn't see it. I truthfully never heard of it until the Oscars.
I was just wondering if it actually was really good, or it's one of those things where the Academy gives it to the, you know, newfangled
important
thing.
Movie. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we'll see if it's on our chart.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
I had a feeling you could teach us something about this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is anime.
This is the anime.
Kimi ni kakatta noroi wa.
Oh,
wow.
Tsukaikata shidai de hito o tasukeru koto mo dekiru.
Mou dare mo kizutsuketaku arimasen.
Shikara no tsukaikata o manabi nasai.
All right, so this has to be new ground for anime, right?
Somewhat. There's a couple popular animes, and they usually only chart for maybe like a week or something like that. Starting like a couple years ago, there's a really good one called Your Name. And then during the pandemic, there was one called Demon Slayer.
Hey, keep Your Name out of your motherfucking mouth.
It's definitely interesting. I saw this at was playing at my local movie theater, and I was like pretty surprised. But it's anime is now mainstream enough, or at least some of them are, where they can like justify playing for a week in a movie theater and stuff.
And was the crowd wacky? Like, were they dressed up and stuff?
I'm sure people are dressed up. Some, yeah, for sure. One thing though that I did hear is that the company that I think is helping distribute it or whatever, they're called Crunchyroll. They just bought Funimation. And they don't pay people well. Like, I think the voice actors for this movie probably got paid dirt. Like, probably like less than $10,000.
Yeah, that's
like that. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in a big
the English voice actors. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's worldwide movie. It's in theaters.
Yeah, but I will watch it anyway. I'll watch it with subs. I speak Japanese. I love anime.
Really? How did that happen?
I started like 5 or 6 years ago. I was just really? Like, I want to play video games that have never been translated. I want to not read when I watch anime and stuff.
Do you hit on Japanese people?
Not yet.
That's the real test.
Not yet. When you hit on someone, it's called Nampa. If you ever want to
really
say. Okay, Nampa.
Yeah.
So within like 5 years, you're good enough to where you can just say like, I speak Japanese.
I mean, yeah, it really took me that long to confidently be able to say that, and even still, I don't speak it super well. Cause it's like when you want to learn like Spanish or something, like you already know the alphabet, you already know the grammar. Yeah. You know where like the root words are and stuff. With Japanese, you just have to start from preschool basically.
Right.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
It took a while. People like there's guys on TikTok who go around the world and they'll be in some like, you know, in Mongolia, and they'll just start using the language and everyone gets freaked out. Can you go somewhere and start using it? And
I haven't really had the opportunity yet, and even if I did, the people I'm with are probably so tired of me talking about it anyway. So they're not impressed.
But I mean, like, if you went into a Japanese supermarket or a restaurant or something like that.
I actually went into a Japanese bookstore last week and bought like a bunch of books, and the lady was just like, these are in Japanese, is that okay? And I was just like, oh, Daijoubu. And she's like, oh, Josie, that. And she said, I was like, oh, your Japanese is so good. And I was just like, oh my God, thank you. And I was like, I need to get out of here before she says something I don't understand.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
on a high note.
Exactly.
I think that's going to lead to a massive amount of sex. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, she was like maybe 50 or something like that, but she was into me.
I mean, if it may be her, maybe her sister, it's somebody, yeah, but I think
you never know.
People are going to respond to that for sure.
Is this Jujutsu Kaisen? Is this like an old franchise, or is this like
a new it's thing? Actually a newer one. Okay. Definitely, I think it probably only came out in the last like 2 or 3 years, and people like it. I haven't watched a whole bunch of it, but yeah, people like it. It seems fun.
All right. I might be texting you during the week. There's some stuff on Pornhub that I need explained.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Yeah. Some translation stuff. They don't translate everything on there.
So. All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Uncharted.
Dad, you look like an idiot.
You have no idea who you partnered with.
I've been dreaming about this.
I could see Marky Mark hitting somebody at the Oscars.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, you're out of line.
Him punching Donnie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Mark was on that plane, that cargo wouldn't have fell out. I'll tell you that much.
Save the cargo.
It is so funny. I can't stop thinking, too, that Will Smith, out of all the guys like back in the day, like his whole rap persona was sort of like the friendly guy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even curse.
Right.
He's doing like PG-13 rap at best. Yeah. And he's the one on stage hitting someone.
Right. Yeah. It's honestly the most wild thing that he's ever done, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess he's built up enough credit.
Yeah, it's like the most Tupac thing he's ever done. Yeah,
exactly. He's also built himself up enough too. Like he's a big dude now.
Yeah.
Coming in. Yeah.
Oh, go for it.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Triple R. I guess that's how you say it. RRR.
Rrrr.
Adilabad vachinappudu oh chinna pillani teeskochanu. Meeru teeskochindi gondla pillanandi.
Don't
India's biggest
action. Start speaking this, Brody. Don't tell us you speak this too. Yeah, this is a first for us. I've never seen this happen. This is an Indian movie.
It's like Tarzan?
It looks impressive. Yes, an Indian action drama.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it does. The visuals are cool.
Yeah.
I think it's the story of Tiger Bomb. I don't know why I said
it. Tony the Tiger.
Indian movies are so good at doing camp. We need to support more Indian movies.
Yes. Yeah. Over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Right on.
All right. Coming in number two.
Number two.
The Batman. This is coming down from the one spot.
It's only going to get worse for you.
Hear everything they say, ain't you?
Maybe we're not so different.
Is this Batman? Should I go see it?
Yeah, I loved it.
I heard great good one. Things.
I thought it was great. He's like a goth Batman. He's sad all the time. there's only one like licensed song in it, and it's like a Nirvana song.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's like Nirvana Unplugged. Yeah, yeah.
Which is like the saddest Nirvana song, or like the single most depressing one.
Anything that gets closer to my dream casting of a Batman movie, which would have been Kurt Cobain as Batman.
Wow. And, cool.
And Billy Corgan as Mr. Freeze.
Oh, yeah, that's a real good idea.
The bat suit is all in flannel.
Yeah. Yeah, the cape suit. Yeah. That's funny.
Corgan could have played Egghead too from Batman.
Yeah. 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 Corgan seems like he's just naturally becoming like a Batman villain.
Yeah, exactly. He is kind of evil.
Like the Penguin type of a guy.
Yeah.
You know, penguins are real into necrophilia.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Like when people go observe them, like they're into it. Like they do it a lot.
Whoa.
It's like one of the unspeakable things about penguins. Like, they don't really want to tell you at the zoo.
Yeah, they got a dark sense of humor.
They don't lean on that at the zoo.
Male penguins also like sit on the eggs, right? Like, they're the ones who protect the eggs while the
That's fucked. That's even more fucked up, honestly.
Yeah, that's disturbing. It's unnatural. Jesus.
Love makes them do crazy things, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, coming in at number one.
Number one.
The Lost City. Is this another Channing Tatum?
Yeah, this is Tatum Bullock.
Here's a trailer for The Lost City.
Screw you, man.
Aw, man.
You led me straight to the Lost City. Now, prepare to die.
There are just hundreds of snakes in this temple just waiting for us to show up.
What? Why aren't they biting that guy?
This is ridiculous.
Oh, this is kind of a campy,
campy thing.
Indiana Jones campy. I'll probably wind up seeing this a bunch of times with the sound off. Oh, it's like, oh, okay.
Got it.
They're showing this movie exclusively on airplanes, which is really cool.
Is that true? It looks like a Goldie Hawn movie from back in the day. Like,
yeah.
This time she's a writer and it's crazy.
This definitely does seem like it's made for planes. Like the only time you're on a, like, you'd be maybe stoked to see it. It's like on a plane.
It does look fun though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a romp.
I'll tell you though, that thing you saw at the before the trailer, how the actors are there introducing the trailer.
Yeah, that's
doing that now before all the movies at the theaters. I really like don't need this happening.
But it's like a social media influenced, like, get them out there in your face talking to you. Hey, I just made this movie, you know, behind the scenes type thing.
I mean, I don't know. Of all the things that bother me about going to the movies, clapping at a movie after it's over bothers me the most.
Totally.
No one hears it. No one who worked on the movie can hear it. And then, yeah, that's the second thing, I guess.
Yeah, right on.
Oh, by the way, and then the wannabe stand-ups getting up in the theaters.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they see the slap.
Yeah, they should get slapped.
Maybe that's the best thing that came out of the slap is that they go, wait, maybe not.
Some woman, she called herself like a momic. Like she's a mom comic.
Yeah, it was brutal.
That was the most selfish act I've ever seen.
Ever. Yeah. Like,
who cares about
And even after the audience was telling her, like, stop, put us out of our misery. Then she was going after them as if they paid to see her.
Yes.
You know? like you got to be, you need to have paid to see someone to get that from the stand up, you know?
Man, all stand up comics should just go in hiding for like a year.
Yeah.
Man, our reputation is ruined.
I am like surprised out of all the Twitter discourse and everything, like, how much are going after comedians? Like, there's a built up real anger, like, at comedians. I didn't necessarily realize that was happening.
I mean, it's not a surprise considering the most famous of us have been like, you know, raging against like cancel culture for the last couple of years. But the thing is, we don't even like them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're not all in the same basket.
Exactly.
I mean, we're all annoying to some extent.
Absolutely.
Other than that, it's different.
All right, that was number one, The Lost City.
Nice. Right on. Okay, we'll be right back with the hot picks. The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The hot picks. These are the hot picks brought to you by Moon Knight in theaters this Thursday, March 30th.
I keep forgetting about this new part of the show.
Yeah. I haven't gotten any numbers back, but I think we might have affected turnout at The Lost City, Tatum and Bullock. And Moon Knight's in theaters. Also, check out Atlanta on Hulu.
All right. Yeah, you plugged that last week.
Yeah, that's coming.
Hulu's got a lot of new subscribers now.
Right on. Go green. Right.
coming in. Oh, by the way, Brody had to leave. But he, before he parted with us, he left us a track, a hot pick.
That's right. We got his hot pick, gang.
Yeah. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is your first pick. This is Weezer with Opening Night. They have a bunch of albums slated for this year.
Oh, they're doing all the seasons, maybe. This one's spring. Maybe they're doing summer next. I mean, that's kind of nuts. Might have to sue. One night out under the
stars. I haven't heard this. One night out under the stars. See, lost his mind. Have you seen this one yet? Shakespeare makes me happy. Shakespeare makes me happy. So happy, and I'm happy to be with you. Shakespeare makes me happy. Shakespeare makes me happy. So happy, and I'm happy to be with you. Flutes.
Yeah, this is, I gotta say, like, this whole album is set in the spring.
Yeah.
So he goes to a Shakespeare festival. Then he talks about Holy Week, which is in April. It's like when all the Christians make their pilgrimage.
Uh-huh.
But the whole thing is set in spring.
Interesting.
So this really is kind of like the Have a Summer stuff. Like, it gives a feeling of spring, and there's a lot of references. Go get your poncho. We're going to go see whales and stuff. But it's the best Weezer I've heard in a while.
Nice. Yeah, that opening was so silly. I want to rip it, but also...
Yeah, it was like a trumpet fanfare.
Yeah.
Like, Shakespeare makes me happy.
That almost... my first thought is like, that's a guy with almost too much access to a professional recording studio.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's the kind of thing, maybe he's like singing in the kitchen, and then he goes, yeah, you know what? Let's get that down.
Right, exactly. Like, we got to have 67 songs this quarter, right. So let's go.
No, but actually when it kicked in, that sounded like pretty good Weezer. Looking forward to summer Weezer.
Yeah. And it just, I think him having a season to write about is good. Cause then it's not just like, it's just a good background for himself.
Right. He always needs like a theme or a subject or like a muse.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in number four.
Number four.
This is kind of a blind hot pick for me, but I have a good feeling about it. This is Killing Joke.
I thought you were going to play Jose Feliciano.
Lord of Chaos.
Okay.
I know they've had
Killing Joke, 80s
Killing
band.
Joke. Yeah.
Right on. Back. That's their sound. I mean, that's pretty faithful to their sound.
I've liked a lot of their stuff.
It's not really metal. It's like punk.
Some of their stuff in the last like 20 years has been awesome, like super heavy.
Super heavy stuff. Living in the 80s was the big one they had. That's a good pick.
All right, coming in number three.
Number three.
This is Brody's pick for us. This is Yves Tumor with Secrecy is Incredibly Important to the Both of Them.
That's the most 80s sounding stuff I've heard. I mean, that, both of those bands sound like they're from the same exact year.
Yeah.
That's the way stuff sounded on college radio, like Bauhausy and just kind of
totally
distorted, whatever.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
It is good. I like it. Dirgy.
I have not heard of them or that song, and that was cool. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
All right. This is fresh from Sub Pop. This is a new release for Man Man.
Hey, congrats.
It's a new old release because it's a remix, remaster of a song we did in Pandemic that we kind of soft released before.
Okay.
This is now the official did release.
Okay, right on.
This is called Dig Deep.
Oh, it's no secret or untold mystery. This world that we're born into tiptoes a line that runs between chaos and beauty, violence and love.
Look how topical that is when life takes a swing. Wow.
Exactly.
It's a slap song.
I like it.
It's got great production. I was waiting for a guitar solo to pop out.
Oh, yeah. The guitar's in there. That little Twin Peaksy kind of guitar. That's
That 50s ish kind of thing.
Yeah. A lot of, there's some
that
just interesting.
Like that could be a movie soundtrack.
Yeah. There's just guitar textures and little flourishes in the background there. But
yeah. Great job.
Thank you.
Is there a video or it's just, it's a,
there's no video. Well, there's just lyric videos and stuff like that. I think.
Oh, right on.
Right now.
Check them out. I'm excited about that. It has that kind of tiki torch kind of vibe to it. I always like an inspirational song. So
that's an uplifting one. Did that in early pandemic, so it kind of made sense at that time.
Oh, right. We gotta fight our way through this.
Yeah. All right, coming in.
I was smoking pot and doing jigsaw puzzles, but I'll release that next week.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Machine Gun Kelly, Makeup Sex.
No, Mainstream Sellout.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
What did I... Okay. Oh, Mainstream Sellout. Got it.
He makes fun of himself. You know, this is kind of a move where he makes fun of himself for being a guitar sellout idiot.
Yeah.
But I actually thought that was a pretty good line, leave the scene, you're ruining it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good reframe for a song like that.
Maybe he saw that TikTok where the Guitar Center guy.
Yeah, the guy making fun of him.
Making fun of him.
He did put out a rebuttal video where he said that the guy got the button backwards. Because then he's like, with this one, when you put the button down, it still plays. And then he was like,
Love it. That's fan engagement for you.
Right there. Yeah. Arguing about good settings and pickups and stuff.
Yeah.
But he's like a male Avril Lavigne. He just does that kind of nyan stuff. But,
yeah. I have a weird sort of respect for him. I don't know. He seems ridiculous, but also there's something to him. Like the fact that he just bounces between rap and pop punk and acting. He just seems
he's good at it.
Yeah. He's just good enough at it and must be a charming dude to just navigate through all of that.
Yeah. But I was thinking he says he got kicked out of the house when he's 16 and stuff. And you're you're a tall, cute guy. Just wound up at some hot chick's house. It's not the same as some dweeb homeless and sleeping under the railroad tracks, you know?
Yeah.
It's it probably wasn't that hard, but props to him. And put it on the list.
Great. All right. That's the hot picks.
There you go.
I'm on Twitter, Brett's Per Minute. Instagram, Brett Morris Graham. Check out that new song, Dig Deep, from Man Man, out on Sub Pop.
pick that up. Man on Sub Pop. Brody Reed will be at the Yard Theater on April 15th. Go see that show, Goth Jokes. And go to haveasummer.com. Pick up my albums about the summer before Rivers Cuomo puts one out.
Yeah, there you go.
And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.